Nothing that you can remember?
Well, they call them logs sometimes.
Yeah, logs.
You know, they would saw them in the length that would go in that fireplace.
What type of wood did they use for that?
What we call lighted wood. It was fat wood, you know, just burned.
Really?
Right quick, yeah. And it was called lighted wood.
Lighted wood?
Yeah. And you would go to stumps and get that...
Is that sort of like...
That's old dead pine trees.
That's just to get the fire started.
That's right. And then if you had your oak, now oak will, after you put it on there and get it good and hot, it'll just burn and burn and burn, you know, and keep a good heat.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know my son's trying to fix him. He's got one of those new Franklin heaters that he's putting in his house. He's trying to finish it this afternoon, I think. And that's what he did. He sold, he got a good bit of this, what I call lighter, you know, to get your fire going.
Yeah.
And you also would use that in your stove, just enough to get you, and then they sawed the wood, you know, and split it up in pieces that would go in that stove. And you cook with a wood stove, but then that's been a long time ago, too.
Mm-hmm. What's the stuff, you know, like after the logs burn on the irons in the fireplace? Okay, all the stuff that's left on the bottom, what is that called?
Ashes.
Mm-hmm. And then the stuff that goes up through the chimney that causes black stuff on the chimney?
Smut,
yeah. Yeah, that stuff's real... how'd you clean stuff like that? Or did you ever clean the chimney?
No, now you might have to get something and rake it down, but lots of times if it come a rain just, you know, kind of right straight down,
mm-hmm.
it would knock a lot of it down in your fireplace.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it ever got out,
But
you always try to keep that, you know, cleaned up.
Yeah.
And not let it get over your house.
Yeah.
It was a mess to scrub up. Mm-hmm. Back then you scrubbed your floors. You didn't have carpets and things like that.
Scrubbed them with a brush?
Soap? With a broom.
With a broom?
With a broom, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
But you know they were the prettiest, whitest floors?
Really?
Yes, they were.
And they were made, I guess, of...
Some was made of hardwood, which is oak.
Oh, yeah.
And some was just made of pine.
Mm.
But
mm-hmm.
it was white.
Yeah. Okay, what is this that I'm sitting in? What do you call this? It's just
a chair.
Just a chair, yeah.
Just a chair.
Some of these questions might seem funny, but the questions I need to get, so...
Yeah, well, you go ahead.
Okay, and then, what my wife is sitting on over there, what do you usually call that?
That's a couch.
Couch?
Uh-huh.
Are there any other words for it that you know?
Well, some of them says a day bed, but and that couldn't be used for... That
right.
is wide enough that it can be used for a single bed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we bought all this furniture except the tables when we moved here, and it's all maple.
Nice furniture.
This is, it needs a lot of going over now.
Everything's made of plastic nowadays.
Yeah, but this is solid maple.
Mm.
And,
Have you ever heard that called maybe a Chesterfield or a Davenport?
Yeah, Davenport.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
I've never heard it called a Davenport, but they have here.
Well, they are too.
Yeah.
They have been called Davenport. Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember.
And then, of course, I guess a sofa, like you call
uh-huh.
it.
Yeah, sofa.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're talking about the bedroom a little bit. The piece of furniture in your bedroom has drawers in it, and you put a lot of clothes in it.
What do you call that? Well, you can have a chest, and you can have a dresser.
Yeah, yeah.
And your dresser always has the mirror, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the chest is just, you know.
When you were a little girl, what did you used to call those things?